Dr. Sabik, taking an office note on patient Tawfiq Gilani, G-I-L-A-N-I, Tawfiq, T-O-W-I-F-I-Q, date of birth 11-16-1963, date of service 5-5-2026. The biography of the patient is a 62-year-old gentleman who is presenting to my office today for elevated serum creatinine, period. Paragraph. His past medical history includes the following one: hypertension for the last 25 years, next hyperlipidemia, next hypothyroidism, next BPH, next seasonal allergies, next left knee, degenerative joint disease, next chronic psoriasis, next gout, next chronic kidney disease, baseline creatinine 1.4, baseline GFR 54 milliliter per minute per paragraph. History of present illness: patient started getting sick around 3 weeks ago. He fell down, slipped at home, and then 3 days later he did not feel good. He had low grade temperature, went to the emergency room. Went to his PCP, was diagnosed with UTI. He was given Bactrim. After a few days, his right knee started to have effusion and pain. During that time, he was taking Motrin and Meloxicam for a long time, on and off, on and off, on and off. Patient ended up in the emergency room where he was given nitrofurantoin. And was told that his kidney function had worsened and creatinine 2.1, and therefore he presented to my office. Period. Paragraph: other review systems reveals headache on and off, nighttime chills positive, nausea mainly in the morning, insomnia positive, bitter taste positive, decreased appetite positive, no chest pain, no shortness of breath, no cough. He does have nocturia 3-4 times at night. No leg swelling reported or other systems reviewed, and unexisted immunization. See 3 COVID shots. Here, paragraph. Current medications reviewed include amlodipine, amtorvastatin, finasteride, levothyroxine, tamsulosin. He was on Tremfya, T-R-E-M-F-Y-A, injections. He received 3, total of 3 injections. Last one was December 2025. Period, paragraph. Physical examinations of the sounds, as mentioned above, the HNT, pupils on the active to lung accommodation, injected conjunctiva, and to explore, I'm a cervical sardinopathy, no carotid bilaterally. No jugular vein extension bilaterally. Moist oral mucosa, no pharyngeal edema, no tip of vagus, neck, it's supple, no stiffness or rigidity. Heart sounds are irregular. Lungs are clear to auscultation, no crackles or loose short abdomen, soft, no hepatomegaly, no splenomegaly, no gary rebound or rigid extremities. There's no edema in the lower extremities, skin, no skin rash, noted. Neuro exam is one focal. Investigations are as follows: BUN21, creatinine 2.11, estimated GFR 35 milliliter per minute, potassium 4.5, albumin 4.2, paragraph, white count was 12.1, hemoglobin 17.2, platelet count 156. Paragraph. Assessment of 10-1, acute kidney injury on top of chronic kidney disease stage 3B. Patient has multiple fractures for chronic kidney disease, including hypertension, BPH, and chronic NSAID use, namely Motrin and Meloxicam, which will be discontinued. A full renal workup is going to be initiated, including imaging studies, serologic workup, and quantification of proteinuria. Patient was advised to avoid any nephrotoxic agents. Mainly NSAIDs and drugs were given. Paragraph. Next, hypertension controlled on current regimen to continue on amlodipine. Next, hyperlipidemia continue. Statin therapy will add supportive supplements. Next, hypothyroidism. We'll check his thyroid panel. He may be having exogenous hyperthyroidism given his AFib. Next, new onset AFib, will send him to see cardiology for further opinion. His rate control at this time. Next, benign prostatic hypertrophy, continued tamsulosin, hope for finasteride for now. Next, seasonal allergies, he was on metoclopramide, now on hold. Paragraph. Next, left knee, degenerative joint disease. Paragraph. Next, psoriasis, will hold on Tremfya for now. Next, history of gout, will assess his uric acid. Paragraph. Patient's going to see back in around 2 weeks, 10 days to 2 weeks for follow-up and for further recommendations on the report. Thanks.